Hell, I'm living vicariously through your smile, brother. Inspirational. Wish I could just take a picture and blow it up on the screen. My sermon title for today, well, this month we're supposed to be talking about, again, what it means to be a Seventh-day Adventist. And I was reading and studying and studying and reading, and for some reason, this scripture, Matthew 5, 14, stood out for me. Actually, it actually started at 13, but 14 more so stood out for me, 14 through 16. And the last time I was up here and I spoke, I believe it was... I touched on Matthew 24 through 27. And I gave a little bit of a background on this particular, these particular pieces of scripture. Excuse me. And I spoke on how chapter 5, verses 3 through 20 was kind of Jesus' way of introducing himself to the world, if you will, at that time, and going through and kind of letting the people know, hey, I'm getting ready to give you some instructions, some rules, and I'm going to say some things that you're not going to agree with, you're not going to like, but I'm going to say it anyway, kind of thing. And he gives us a whole list of stuff. And I was going back and forth on, should I say it, should I not say it? I think it's something my wife always says, repetition deepens the impression. Yes, I did steal your saying. You're welcome. And I was just going through it again. I'm like, wow. And it just kind of impressed on me. I'm just quick go through the list. It started at 20, verse 21, Matthew 5, verse 21. You don't have to turn in your Bibles with me. I'm just go through it quick. 5:21 to 26, he talks about murder begins in the heart. 27 to 30, talks about adultery begins in the heart. Then he gets to 30 to 32, divorce. 33 to 37, he talks about oaths. 38 to 42, talks about turning the other cheek. 43 to 48, love your neighbor. And then it starts in chapter 6, 1 to 4, pleasing God. 5 to 15, the model prayer. 16 to 18, fasting. 19 to 21, treasures in heaven. 22 to 23, the lamp of the body. 24, serving two masters. 25 to 34, don't worry. Then we get to chapter 7, 1 to 6, don't judge. Then we get to 7 and 12, and it talks about keep asking, keep seeking. Basically, it's telling us not to give up. Don't give up. Never giving up hope. 13 to 14, the narrow way. 15 to 20, beware of false prophets. 21 to 22, I never knew you. Then 24 to 27, excuse me, built on the rock. Just a little background. I just wanted to go through that again, just to give you a little background of where this was coming from in Matthew. The Sermon on the Mount. But where we're going to be at today is pretty much chapter 5, 14 to 16. And I was reading through this, and it's talking about you are the light of the world. And that kind of jumped out at me. And I kept saying, why is this particular verse continually jumping out at me? God, what are you trying to say here? And I, for some reason, Pastor Chris, you jumped in my mind. And I love it when you, when you're doing the Sabbath school and you illustrate how we are a lighthouse. And that picture just popped in my head. We are the lighthouse. A lighthouse. And I start picturing an image of a lighthouse. And I continue to read. And it says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. A lighthouse is kind of set up on a hill. You can see it, especially at nighttime. They don't use lighthouses anymore because of GPS. I even called. I was supposed to go take a tour of the lighthouse, the one down here on North Avenue by Central Church. I didn't get to do that. But I was going to go take a tour. I even wanted to buy a model of a lighthouse and bring it in just to have some illustrations or whatever. But I kept thinking about this scripture, kept thinking about it, kept thinking about the lighthouse, kept thinking about the lighthouse. And then it got to this part where it says, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. Some verses it says a candle. And I got to thinking, well, what's the difference? What is the difference? But now back in those days, in the biblical days, those lamps, you use fire, not light and electricity like we use today. And if you put those kind of lamps under something, it would start a fire. And I got to thinking about us right now today, how a lot of us are so on fire for Jesus, you can't hide us. You can't put us under a basket. You can't put us under anything. We'll start a fire. We'll break out. We'll bust out. And I thought about us here at Southside. We cannot be hit. We're a small church. Yes, we're a small congregation. But we make a lot of noise when it comes down to it. And I said, well, maybe God, this is what you're trying to illustrate to me. This is what you're trying to show me. And I kept reading. I read this over and over and over and over and over to the point to where I got a headache. I'm like, okay, I gotta step away from it. I gotta put it down. My eyes started to do one of these. Started to cross over. I'm losing myself. I gotta step away from it for a second because getting kind of crossed up. But then I started looking at that word lamp, and I started thinking about that lighthouse again, Pastor Chris. How the lamp is a vessel. We are the vessels. In the middle of us is a wick. And if we have the light in us, that wick, when it's lit, we have Jesus in us. We have the gospel in us, which is the word of Christ. And when it's lit, we are on fire. So if we have the oil, which is the word of Christ, the gospel, we are the light to the world. And we have that responsibility, excuse me, where it reads here in verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And I thought about that lighthouse again, Pastor Chris, to where Jesus is in the center. That light is in the center. And as that mirror goes around that lighthouse, it reflects. We are to reflect. Jesus is the example. We are to follow in his footsteps. And in my opinion, that is what we do right here at Southside Seventh-day Adventist Fellowship. We reflect. We are the lighthouse to the world. And with that being said, we have a job to do. Matthew 28. I was reading that. Matthew 28, verse 19. And this jumped out at me. I'm like, well, Lord, what are you trying to say here? I've got to give something to the people. Don't just leave me empty here. What are you trying to... And he showed me this. Matthew 28, verses 19. And it kind of tied in with Matthew 5:16. It says here, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Now, I thought about that always. So we're not doing it alone. We're not by ourselves when we go out there. So it made me think of Moses when he was on Mount Sinai. He made all these excuses. It made me think of myself. I can't do that. Just like with Moses, the Lord was there with him. I get discouraged sometimes. Lord, I can't go over there and talk to him. He is with us. Emmanuel, Lord with us always. Lord with us. So don't get discouraged. Don't feel like you're alone. He is always with us. And that was just, to me, awesome. That's just an awesome thing. And it just gave me encouragement. So when I was going through this, I was just in awe. This was my aha moment this week. That's probably why I didn't have no disasters at work, no troubling moments. So I was reading and studying every single day, and I need to do more of that. Every single day. I didn't even take lunch breaks at work. Well, I take that back because I did, because this was what I was eating on, the Word of God. This was my lunch every day. 12:30, 1 o'clock, this is my lunch. And I highly encourage everyone that at some point, sometimes, you get a break, read a scripture or two. But, brothers and sisters, we are the light of the world. And God, I don't know what his plan and purpose is. He has called us out. And we have a responsibility. And it is up to us, each and every one of us, to stand and take that responsibility. In closing, how many of us today are willing to say, yes, Lord, like Isaiah, here I am, send me? If you are willing to do that today, please stand to your feet as we pray. And if not, don't worry about it. We pray for you. We still love you. We won't stone you. Not yet, at least. Father in heaven, Lord God, we stand here as witnesses, not to each other, but to you. We stand here ready and willing to do your will. Not our will, but your will be done, Father, in these final days. Lord, we are ready to see your face. We are ready to come home with you. Father, there is so much tragedy going on. You barely turn on the TV or the radio without some kind of shooting or natural disaster. We know you spoke of it in your word, Father God. So there's no discouragement, Father, but we are just tired mentally and physically. And Lord, we are just ready for that day to come when you can wrap your arms physically around us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come home with me. Father, we stand here as lights to a dark world. Candles not hid under a basket. Lighthouses guiding people in. Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you so very much for each and every smiling face here this Sabbath morning. Lord, as we get ready to depart and or get ready to enjoy this fellowship meal, Lord, we bless, we thank you. We ask that you bless the hands that made and prepared it. We ask that you bless the meal, that it may provide the proper nourishment to our minds and our body. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.